News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Latest figures from the National Cancer Registry show that Ireland topped 1,000 cases of skin cancer for the first time in 2014. This week, the Irish Skin Foundation will be launching the Protect and Inspect campaign in a bid to raise awareness about skin cancer. So what exactly should you watch out for? To discuss this, we're joined on the line by Dr. Rupert Barry, who's a consultant dermatologist at St. James's Hospital. Dr. Barry, can you talk us through, tell us about skin cancer now? What exactly is it?
Hi, Paul. Thank you very much for having me on this morning on behalf of our Skin Foundation. Yes, skin cancer, as the most recent data show, is on the ever increase, not only in Ireland, but also across northwestern Europe. And unfortunately, as Irish, we're often very fair-skinned Celtic skin types, so we're particularly prone to the damaging effects of the sun and ultimately to potentially developing skin cancer. So skin cancer is of three main types in general. The one that you have commented on there with regard to 1,000 new cases diagnosed for the first time in 2014 was that of melanoma. And melanoma is a type of skin cancer which kind of, I suppose, we're maybe a bit more aware of. And this can come from the pigment or colour-producing cells in the skin. And it is related to intense bouts of sun exposure, often, say, holiday sun exposure. And melanoma, unfortunately, is a type of skin cancer that can potentially be fatal, although it has two points of our age where it's most likely to happen. Unfortunately, it also is one of the most leading causes of morbidity and mortality in those under 45 years of age. So it's really, we want, through the Irish Skin Foundation, to raise people's awareness of the potential for skin cancer, which is due to the cumulative long-term effects of excessive sun exposure, and to make sure that people know how to protect themselves from excessive sun exposure, particularly from sunburn, and then also how to inspect their skin and those of their partners and their children, and what to look out for as to something untoward.
Now, Rupert, one of the big problems we have in this country is we have an appalling track record in relation to skin cancer and detecting skin cancer and being aware of it. And that comes from, it's a cultural thing probably, because we assume that we're not being exposed to the sun as much as other countries, are we?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct there, Paul. One of the issues is, I suppose, because we do have quite inclement weather, we were always kind of quite keen to get as much sun as we can. And that's, I suppose, a natural human kind of response. But it's important to note that not only are we getting sun exposure and potentially sun damage when we go on holidays abroad, but even at home in Ireland. We have very intense levels of sunlight through from March and ultraviolet radiation through from March to September in this year. So we do need to be kind of using regular daily sunscreen usage. You can get sunburn even on a cloudy day. You know, everyone remembers days when they're walking by the beach, it's a cloudy, hazy day, and they think it's windburn. That's not windburn. That's the effect of the ultraviolet radiation penetrating through the cloud. 80% of the ultraviolet radiation will successfully come through cloud, and it will also, some types of sun radiation will come through window pane and also even through water. So we need people to be aware that it's not only as we head out maybe on holidays abroad or at home, it's just even when we're outdoors a lot in the sun in the summertime that we need to be using adequate amounts of sunscreen on a daily basis.
As a race, if you go on the beaches in Marbella or Portugal or wherever else, you'll always pick out the paddy. We're the white ones. We look this awful milky white. And you see Scandinavians who turn this beautiful bronze colour in the sun, and they're living in countries, in a country where half the year they have no sunlight. Does that suggest that we as a nation of people are more susceptible to skin cancer than Scandinavians, for example?
Yes, well, certainly, you know, the data from the European cancer registries would show that Ireland is near the top, you know, certainly the top 5 to 10% of nations who have trouble with not only melanoma skin cancer, but also non-melanoma skin cancer. And you're absolutely correct. That is due to our inherent genetics. So genetically, we're a fair-skinned race, blue eyes, fair, freckly skin, and also fair hair. And we often, our skin type is actually kind of, we burn easily, but tan rather poorly. And some people even think because they don't tan that means, oh, they don't have any problem with the sun. Actually, there are people that even have more risk of getting potentially skin cancer on a long-term basis from excessive sun exposure.
By the way, there are, sorry to cut across you, but tanning, Some experts say that no tan is a healthy tan, that it's potentially, that it damages your skin having a tan. So is a tan unhealthy?
Well, what a tan is kind of at a skin level, a tan is where kind of your pigment cells in the skin increase in number and increase in size in response to exposure to the sunlight. And really what the tan is, it's an effort offered by our skin to try and respond to intense sunlight exposure. And in essence, it is really a sign of sun damage. If you look at the skin at a microscopic level in those of tanned and non-tanned skin, you'll see early signs of premature skin aging and DNA damage in tanned skin, which you will not see in unexposed skin. So it is, unfortunately, although kind of from a lifestyle, we all like to maybe to have a tan, but actually a tan that's related from natural sun exposure isn't a good sign. It's not a sign of healthy skin. It's better out of a bottle or a spray.
There's loads of text coming in here, 53106, about this, but one texter says, should we be wearing sun cream every day in Ireland?
So what our advice would be, that certainly one should be considering to wear sunscreen on a daily basis from March to September. Preferably, certainly on areas that are going to be exposed quite a bit, so on the back of your hands, on your forearms if they're exposed, especially on your face. 75 to 80% of non-melanoma skin cancers will occur on the head and neck area. And so we want to protect those areas in particular. So using SPF, certainly 30 at least, it's important when using sunscreen that it's not only the SPF, which you read on the side of the box, because that's UVB, but it gives both UVB and UVA protection. And the number that you see, the SPF, that relates to how good the UVB protection is. And then there'll usually be a number of stars from zero, which is low, very low UVA protection, to five stars, which is very good UVA protection. That's important that as consumers that we try and get a sunscreen which is good both UVB and UVA protection, and use that on a daily basis. Often, let's say, ladies may actually have it also already incorporated into their cosmetics that they put on a daily basis, but just to be aware that that's often quite a low SPF, only maybe a 15 sometimes, that one may need to increase that, particularly if one is outdoors a lot. And also, the other people to think about are those who are driving a lot in their cars, because UVA sunlight radiation does penetrate through window glass very effectively. And we often see an interesting thing, let's say, in Ireland or Britain compared to, let's say, America, is that you'll get often in people who are in the car a lot, let's say bus drivers, taxi drivers, or long-term commuters, that they'll have more right-sided facial skin cancers compared to left, as in America.
So, very finally, if people, for example, have been very badly burned on holidays or here in Ireland, say, what is the danger period after a bad burning? Say you got burned very badly by the sun 20 years ago. Are you still at risk of getting melanoma today from that?
Yes, unfortunately, your skin cancer risk as such is a cumulative lifetime effect. So it's not only what happens to us as adults, but particularly we think data will show that it's particularly what happens to us with regard to sun exposure in our childhood years, particularly our pre-adolescent and adolescent years. So unfortunately, and if we reap the harvest from previous years, so that's why it's very important as parents is that we try, not saying, you know, it's very important that our children and ourselves get out and have a good outdoor, physical, healthy lifestyle, but just to be aware of the potential long-term side effects of the sun and to try and avoid that kind of, as you said before, that Irish lobster on the beach. So try and avoid kind of any excessive sunburn, particularly peeling or blistering. Like, you know, we try to make those hopefully things of the past.
Now, before I let you go, because we've been talking to you about this all morning and there's a lot of reaction, as I say, to it. Your message this morning then, Dr. Rupert Barry, is that we should be using sun cream all the time, all of us. You can get sun damage from behind your car window. You should even put sun cream on the back of your hands.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we should really kind of just be aware of the potential long-term effects of the sun. Again, as I say, it's a cumulative effect. From March to September, that's when we have the highest levels of ambient ultraviolet radiation in the Northern Hemisphere. That's the time when we particularly need to protect, and we should be using adequate sunscreen protection, particularly kind of, you know, on the face and on the back of the hands, because they're the areas that are exposed the most. But then if we're at the beach or outdoors, we're wearing shorts or in swimwear, then we need to apply plenty of sunscreen. And that is the thing. You need to put on at least 6 full teaspoonfuls of sunscreen to cover the body.
By the way, does sunscreen inhibit vitamin D production?
Well, yes, it does. And that is kind of, it's always the balance of the endocrinologist will be saying that, you know, there's too much sun protection going on potentially, and is it leading to vitamin D depletion and deficiency? But, you know, one can overcome that by having kind of, you know, early morning or late afternoon sun exposure, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes, which will, you know, generally be okay. And certainly it is a balance like everything. It's a balance of kind of making sure that you do get enough sun exposure, but that is not damaging sun exposure, which leads to sunburn and ultimately potentially might increase your level of skin cancer.
I can't help thinking, just talking to you there, about the large group of relatively younger people than myself and Shane Coleman here, who all peeled off their clothes and went naked at around Portobello Bridge there during the sunshine and went crazy, lying around the sun, drinking beer and parading across the canal without any sun cream, I can guarantee that. Okay, yep. Dr. Rupert Barry, consultant dermatologist at St. James's Hospital, thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.